אוקיי, חבר'ה. תספיק עם התפיל חזר. סייאת לדשמייה. We find that when it comes to Kabbalah Sotara, the Medrash, we're familiar with that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around to all the Umas HaElam and he asked them if they wanted to receive Torah. And Chazal tell us that he first went to Bnei Esav, Omer to Kabbalah was Sotara, they said, Maksivba Leisetzach, they said, we're not willing to be Mevater on our Bracha that we received from Yitzhak Avinu, Val Charbach HaTichya, Torah is not for us. So Hashem went also to the Bnei Lot, to Ammon and Moab, and he said to them, Tekablu es Torah. I said, what is it saying it? It says, Loisinaf. It says, Loisinaf, we come from Niof, Lot and the Benos Lot, so Torah is not for us either. V'chuli with the rest of the nations of the world. What's the saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to the Umas HaElam and he asked him to receive Torah? Is this considered to be not fair? So they can talk about this inyan. Furthermore, we find Chazal, the Gemara tells us, the fact that we read Rus on Shavuos is significant, of course. And Chazal tell us that one of the things Nami told Rus to see if she was truly a Giyayres to be, is that she told her, Asr lan yichud, the Gemara says. The Gemara Yavama says that when she told her, Kasher talini alin, that when Rus said back, Kasher talini alin, she was telling her a yes, an agreement that she won't be in violation of the Isr yichud. According to the Medrash Zuta, what she was telling her is that there's an Isra of Arayas. And Rus was makabel that, Kasher Talini Alin. According to the Medrash Rus Rabbah, one of the things she told her is that it's Usr for a Bas Yisrael, Lalun, to sleep in a Bayis Bali Mezuzah. To sleep in a place where there's no Mezuzah. And she agreed. It's very interesting. What's the Tzad HaShav of these things? Of that which Rus says, Kasher Talini Alin. So we'll come back to this, Mitzvah Hashem. Furthermore, Chazal tell us that although we have a machlokes tanoim regarding Yom Tov, whether the inyan of Lashem or Lachem, whether it's Chatzi Lashem, V'chatzi Lachem, or it's Kulu Lashem or Kulu Lachem, the Gemara has a disclaimer, and it says, "Ba'atzeres kuli amamaydi." Everybody would agree, "Debeim nami lachem," that we need an element of lachem. Why? Because it's Yom Shinit in the Torah, who it's the day that the Torah was given. Question is obvious. What type of a reason is this? Because it's the day that the Torah was given, so mameila behechrich there must be an aspect of lachem on Shavuos. So let's turn our attention for a moment to the inyan of Har Sinai. Of course, we know that Sinai represents humility. Sinai, with the koilel, is gematria nava, Moshe kibol Torah mi Sinai, Moshe is the anam mikol adam, how he receives Torah on Har Sinai. The Mefarshim asks, the tzaddikim wonder, that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu was looking for anava, he could have given the Torah in a bika, could have given it in a valley. Why did Hashem choose a har? So tzaddikim have explanations for this, we discussed it on Thursday night. One answer from the Tiferes Shlemer. Another answer, though, why the Torah was given on the har, is that the har represents the Yetzer Hara. Gemara tells us that the Yetzer Hara has many names. One of the names, or the mashalim for the Yetzer Hara, is a har. It's a mountain. It represents a certain shtoltz, a certain gaiva. For example, Chazal tell us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for a mountain to put the Beis HaMikdash on, so there was not a single mountain which was not contaminated already with Avodah Zarah. Har represents a person's Avodah Zarah, a certain gaiva. And the truth is that every single ummah has its own Yetzer Hara, has its own har. There's 70 different types of Yetzer Hara, Bechlalias, which is Keneged design, the Shivim Umos. It's more rumors in the word Yetzer Hara. Because Hara is the letters Ayin Ra. I mean, say, Ayin Har. That there are 70 Harim. There are 70 different types of Yetzer Haras. What this tells us is that there's an inyan between Kabbalah Satara and a mountain. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Moshe to come up to receive the Torah, and of course, the Malachim were vehemently opposed to the giving of Torah to Basav Adam, so Moshe had to be menatzeach the Aridim. He had to outwit or outdo the Malachim in order to bring down Torah to be mekabel Torah. The Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu had many rayas why the Torah belonged to Bnei Yisrael. And the clincher, and how Moshe succeeded in being mekabel Torah, the makabel patish in this debate, was that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Malachim, Klum yesh yitzahara b'neichem. And with that, Moshe Rabbeinu was menatzeach. Moshe's midah is netzach, he was able to be menatzeach the Malachim. So what type of a refute is this? What type of a raya is this? Klum yesh yitzahara b'neichem. But the answer, and what this is all leading us towards, is to understanding, is that the fact that a person has a Yetzer Hara is exactly the reason why he needs Torah. Gemara tells us, of course, Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. But furthermore, it's not just that the Yetzer Hara needs Torah. It's that the Yetzer Hara is the very keli to be makabel Torah in. The Yetzer Hara is not just that it's a person's soft spot, it's his weak point, and therefore he needs the Torah in order to grow and to serve Hashem. It's not that. It's that the Yetzer Hara that each and every person has is his keli in which to receive Torah. And according to the degree that a person is mishtadl in his Yetzer Hara, that he's mezgaber in the Yetzer Hara, and he makes an effort in order to be machniya the Yetzer Hara, he creates a keli to be able to receive Torah. That's true Torah. More than a person, let's say, could be a bucky in Torah because he's a genius in Torah. He could be a genius also in mathematics if he wanted to be. That's not what we consider to be hatzlacha and real godless in Torah. Real godless in Torah is according to the degree in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that a person is mizgaber b'yitzah hara, and is mishtadl b'yitzah hara. That's called true amelus and taira, and by doing so, he fashions his yitzah hara in order to be a keli to be makabel taira. That's what it means when we speak about the big mishtadl in taira. Amelus and taira doesn't just mean how many hours you put into taira. It means, what is a person doing at the time he's learning taira, and before and after learning taira, in order that he should make himself a keli to receive taira. Chazal tell us in the Medrash that when a person learns Torah, his Yetzer Hara is called Esav. The Admoni comes and says to him, eat a little bit, drink a little bit, sleep a little bit. The more that a person is mezgaber on those voices which try to distract him from Torah, be'idon, at the time that he's learning Torah, those are the moments when he's mezgaber on Yetzer Hara that he fashions himself into a keli to be mekabel Torah. And so therefore, Moshe was menatzeach in this inyan. Klo miyesh Yetzer Hara b'neichem. Not just the fact that the Malachim happen to not have Yetzer Hara. By doing so, they become puzzled to receiving Torah. The Torah wasn't made for them. It was made for a person who has a Yetzer Hara. And so therefore, Moshe was saying, we have the keli to be mekabel the Torah because we have a Yetzer Hara. Whereas you don't have a Yetzer Hara. Therefore, it's not fit for you to be mekabel Torah. Chazal bring this out further when they tell us in the Gemara and Kiddushin, in the sugya of Eishes Yifas Tayar. Is Eishes Yifas Tayar is a heter which the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person? Because, as Chazal say, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Lo Dibra Torah Ela Kenegi Yitzahara, there's a heter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows a person's weaknesses. And the Pashup Shad of this Chazal means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood that a person is not able to withstand such a test. And so immediately he allows a person to violate this Isser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Matir Asur. But understand the words of Rabbi Akiva. Loidibra Torah Elid Keneged Yitzhara. What that means for us in this sugya is that the Torah only speaks to the Yitzhara. That's what it means. If you have a Yitzhara, the Torah speaks to you. If you don't have a Yitzhara, the Torah does not speak to you. So therefore it's fascinating that this sugya, we'll come back to this a little bit later, of Eishes Sifas Torah. From here we learn, Lo Yidibra Torah Ela Keneged Yitzhara. It's very nice according to Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman says, like we said before, that there are 70 umos and every umah has its own Yitzhara. Like we said before, Hara is Ayin Har. But since the Har represents the Yitzhara, the Gemara says, so Mamela Ayin Har is Yitzhara. He says that the Yitzhara HaKolelis, the one Yitzhara which is koiled all the Yitzhara, is Arayas. So Mamela, by the Eishes Sifas Toar, which is the whole Inyan, the whole Nisayan of Arayas, there we find Dafka Leidibra Torah Ela Keneged Yitzhara. Because Arayas is the Yitzhara HaKolelis, and it's therefore there where we find that the Torah speaks to the Yitzhara. If you have a Yitzhara, the Torah speaks to you. The Malachim didn't have a Yitzhara. So Hashem said, Moshe said to them, Klom Yitzhara b'nechem, if not, you're possible for Kabbalah Torah. You have no keli to be b'kabal Torah. Because the Yitzhara is the keli to be b'kabal Torah. This is why the Torah was given Dafkan and Oifen Mipi HaGvura. Why is the Kadosh Baruch Hu's mouth called Mipi HaGvura? Because the Indian is Ezehu Gibor HaKovish Es Yitzhara. So the kafi that a person is mizgaber, that he has, that he sees himself as being a gibor, the hainu, a gibor pini, that he's kovish es yitzro, kafi that he's kovish es yitzro, that he's a gibor, he's able to be mekabel Torah mipi hagvura. It's that mouth called mipi hagvura, which teaches Torah to those who are giborim with the kovish es yitzro. So therefore, kafi that a person is kovish es yitzro, that's the shiur that he's going to be able to be mekabel Torah mipi hagvura. Now, what's the maila of being mekabel Torah mipi hagvura versus just a stam limud haTorah? There's a very big difference. If a person is just stam learning Torah, that he's learning Sfarim here, learning Sfarim there, that's called Torah, but that's not called necessarily mipi hagvura. Mipi hagvura is a place that when a person hears Torah mipi hagvura, that's called like the delight in Torah, the shashuim shel Torah. That the Klaisa were so thirsty to hear, they were holding on to every single word. That's Pshat Nafshi Yatsa Badagro. That when they heard Torah, that they expired mamish, they died. Because they couldn't let go of the Torah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, here's a Dibur, now I have to take it back and give you a new Dibur. But they wouldn't let go of Torah. Every Dibur of Hashem is like a Shliach, that it's a Shliach LaHailacha, and then it has to come back, Shliach LaChazara. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a word to Bnei Israel. They became so attached to that word that when the word had to go back to Hashem, so they couldn't let go of it. It was so sweet. So we say by every time, as we say kasher, what does the Navi say? Every dibur of Hashem is like a shliach. It comes and it goes back. They wouldn't let go. It's so sweet because the words of Torah, which are called mipi kodesh b'richu, that's the real sweetness of Torah. That's one reason why we want to learn Torah mipi hagvura. You'll say to yourself, how is a person learning Torah mipi hagvura? Right? It depends. If a person learns Torah lishma, he's zechet the Torah mipi hagvura. The Torah is like him shashem b'chem. You may not be able to hear the kruzim and the kol Hashem, but in his heart, he's able to hear the Pi HaGvura. Those are the people who really have a real sweetness of Torah, those who learn Torah Lishma, that the Torah by them is Mipi HaGvura. Ki Hashem Yitein Chachma Mipiv Da'as Esvuna. There's such a madriga called Naisin HaTorah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day is giving Torah to those who are able to hear the Dvar Hashem in their hearts. They have that real sweetness of Torah. But more than that, is that a person who learns Torah Mipi HaGvura, he has the possibility for Chidushim in Torah. Not just chidushim in aganata, but mamash chidushim in halacha. It's mamash to change the world. Because ein navi yochol lechadish davar. A navi can't come along and be mechadish dvarim. Only one who can be mechadish real dvarim in Torah are those who are able to hear Torah mipi hagvura. And we find this by Rus and Boaz. Because Rus and Boaz, they were able to be oimid ben yisayin mamish in the inyan of kavish asyitzer. Getting back to what we said before that Naomi told Rus that she had to be mitztayin in these three inyanim. In Yichud, and arayas, and not to sleep in a place where there's no mezuzah. And Rus was makabel at the bottom of the kasher talini alin. I'll do whatever you tell me to do. And why was this such a central nisayon for Rus Hamayavis? Because she's Rus Hamayavis. And we said before in the opening chazal that what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell the Bnei Lot, the people of Lot, when he wanted to give them Torah? He says, he came to the Bnei Lot, the Reitzim Lekabal is a Torah. What did they say? Maksivba. Hashem's answer was what? Loi Sinaf. Which means to say that the Yitzur, the Arayis, is Shaykh Dafka to which nation? To Moab. To Moab. And that's why. That in the same way, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give Torah to the Jewish people and to all the nations of the world, He gave them Gufa, Nisayon, and Mamish, what? The Ikr, Nekuda, Yitzhahara, which belonged to them. Because why? Because your Yitzhahara is your Keli to be Mekabel Torah. So Mamele, because they weren't able to be Mevat and the Indian Alei Sinaf, they said, we have to keep the Yitzhahara, we can't let go of it. If so, it's not just that Hashem doesn't want to give you Torah, you're disqualified from Torah. Because if you're not working on your Nekuda, which is your Yitzhahara, then you're not fashioning a keli to mekabel Torah. And it was only Ruas that after Naomi saw from Ruas that although she comes from Moab, which the Iker Yitzhahara of Moab is what? Lo Sinaf, that she was willing to be Mevater in that. She said to her, there's no Yichud by us, there's no Arayas by us. You have to be able to sleep in a good place, in a kosher place. And Ruas said, I'm mekabel it upon himself, kasher talini alin. She was fashioned a keli to mekabel Torah. That's a Giyoris. That's what Hashem was looking for. That's what you find in the world. That until Matan Torah, the world was Poiches V'Hoylech Mamish. That it started with Adam HaRishon, who learned Torah Mipiv, and as soon as he didn't listen to the Torah Mipiv of Hashem, he lost Torah, and the world just went down, 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 until that day, the Yom HaShishi, that Hashem was Metzapeh for that day, to bring the world back up again. And the Mabul, when you know the Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give Torah, he wanted to give Torah to the Dor Mabul. We know that, Chazal tell us that. And the Gishmei Bracha of Torah turned into Gishmei Mabul. Noyach had the Neshama of Moshe, potentially. Of this Chazal say, La'olam yargiz adam yitzah hatov al yitzahara. The Gemara Brachos, that a person always has to be margiz yitzah hatov al yitzahara. He has to be mishtadl with his yitzahara, even without Torah. But the Gemara says, Im nitzcho mutav, if you can win, great. V'im lav, yasak b'tayra. Yasak b'tayra. So the generations up until the giving of Torah was one of yargiz yitzah hatov al yitzahara. You have to do your best. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world wasn't matzliach, ve'im lav, yasak b'Torah, He gave the Torah to the world. And you find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, by the Dor HaMabul, Hashem says, Vayar Hashem ki rabba ra'as ha'adam ba'aretz, v'chol yitzir machshav asli l'rak ra'ak kol hayom. And then Hashem wants to give Torah to them. What? He wants to give Torah to this generation? This is the generation of rak ra'ak kol hayom, yitzir machshav. What's going on over here? But no, that's good for the Inyan. Because Hashem saw that they had big Yitzharas, Hashem says they need Torah. This generation needs Torah. It's Mamash Toli Zebazah. If a person feels like he has a big Yitzhara, he needs Torah more than anybody. We have many Chazals like that. Mashcheilu Beis HaMedrash. We have many Chazals like that. Rak ra is gematria yitzahara. Yitzahara. Rak is gematria yitzah. And ra is ra. So rak ra is yitzahara. And the Sophie Tevos of Rabba, Ra'as, Ha'adam, Ba'aretz, V'chol, Yitzah, Machshav, Yislibo, is Sophie Tevos, Torah Matzalas. Torah saves you. The Torah has an ability to save. So therefore, Nignas here is the fact that Hashem saw that this was a very big Yitzhahara in this generation. And they weren't being matzliach in the Oilim Yagiz Adam Yitzhah Tavah Yitzhahara. Hashem says this generation just needs Torah. They needed a tzaddik to bring it down. It was supposed to be Noah, but he wasn't able to bring it down. So Mameila, but Nignas here is Torah Matzalas. Torah has the ability to be matzal from Yitzhahara. Chazal tell us that this Pia Gvura, I can't you can't overlook this point, that this idea that Hashem gave Torah Mipi Agvura, Chazal tell us that on every single dibur which left the mouth of Hashem, it was nitka, it uprooted the Yitzhar from the lev of the Jewish people. It's very important to know that. That Torah Mipi Agvura is a Torah which is Kavish Yisitzro, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent His Pi Agvura, and it literally uprooted the Yitzhar from the hearts of the Jewish people.
Then that's how it.
What's the eagle? It was an Aveira L'Shem Shemayim, the Gemara says. It didn't really come from Yitzhara. It came from a different place. It really came from one, the Erev Rav, which we're not Zeichet to that, because they were really standing Michutz L'matan Taira, so they still had the Yitzhara. It was like a Yitzhar Mibachutz. It wasn't Yitzhar Mibifnim. It was like Adam Arishan also had no Yitzhara. But it was the Nachash outside which is able to be Mefat to him. So even if a person doesn't have an internal Yitzhara, there's still forces outside which can cause a person to do the wrong thing. Although they had good intentions, the Gemara says that they did so in order to be Mayra Derech for people to do tshuva, for a rabbin to do tshuva. They had good intentions, but the Maisa was not the right thing to do. Also, it's a Remez Kal, Asara is Gematria Yitzhara. Therefore, there were Aseres Adibros, because of these Aseres Adibros were Chal on Yitzhara. That's the Keli to be Makabatar. Asara is
Yitzhara.
Asara is Gematria Yitzhara. And we find something very interesting in regards to the whole Seder of Rus and Boaz. We said, we mentioned before, that Naomi told Rus, she warned her on Yichud, on Arayas, not to sleep in a place where there's no mezuzah, and amongst other things that Chazal darshan. But why Davka did she warn her in these things? We find something very fascinating here. In order to be able to enter into Knesset Yisrael, so she had to be makabel these three inyanim. Like we said before, the nekud of loisinah is the yitzhara of Moav. Mamela, she had to be makabel these inyanim. That's that the Torah should be chal on that yitzhara. Now, what happens later on in the story? This Nami goes ahead and tells Zeras, I have something for you. Do me the following favor. There's a guy named Boaz who you know already. I want you to go down to the granary. He's going to be sleeping there. I want you to go down there and lay by his feet. Whatever he tells you to do, you should do. Okay? Now, this is a very precarious situation. It's puzzling. It's almost impossible to look at the Megillah in the way you saw it before without seeing it with this perspective. What exactly is going on over here? She's committing Rus to do an Aveira. Not just any Aveira. She's asking her to violate the very things that she told her not to do. She told her, don't do Yichud. I won't do it. Right? Don't do Arayas. Kama not to do it. Don't sleep in a place where there's no mezuzah. She's about to sleep in a place where there's no mezuzah. There's no mezuzah in the Goyren. And she goes in and she says, I'll do it. I'll do it. So, what's taking place here is that she's testing her. She's testing her, mamish and the Indian, that made her Jewish. She's asking her to give up her Yiddishkeit, essentially. She was mekabel geiris on these inyanim, on that loisinaf. And she says, whatever Boaz tells you to do, do it. Whatever Boaz says, you know, sleep with me, she's going to do it? Do it. Serve Arayas. It's mamish apela. What does Naomi say? Kol asher tomir alei aseh. Whatever you tell me to do, I'll do. And this is extremely important when understanding what the essence of Kabbalah Satar really is, which is why we read Rus on Matan Tayr. Because there's really two aspects to true Kabbalah Satar. The first one is that you mekabel all the mitzvahs, and dafka in the inyan, which is your biggest yitzhara, that makes you Jewish. And that was Rus's Pesach, but she was miskar by the Indian of Leisinov. And that's Kabbalah Satar. Now the next phase, however, is that you have to understand that there's something which will be, that there's going to be times that there's certain rules where there's certain circumstances where you have to mevater even on the halachas of Torah. Eis lasis l'Hashem, yifeir tar secha. That's bechlal Torah. Who says that? David HaMelech is the one who says, "Es lasis l'Hashem yifeir tar secha." In Kapitel Kuf Yates, David comes from Rus. This is David's halacha, which was Nisgala by Ruas. What is David HaMelech bringing out of here? David HaMelech is bringing out here that there's also one Tanai Gadol in Kabbalah Satayra, that even though the Torah says do this, 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 there's also a clause in Torah which says, Eslasos Lashem. That this inyan of Eslasos Lashem Yifereto Asecha, which David HaMelech was Makaba, that he was Megala, that inyan. It really stems from this inyan of understanding that there's Torah, and there's times when Torah says you have to do what's right, what Hashem wants now. And this is a very long inyan, we're just going to give it over B'kitzur Mamish. That there's Torah, and the Torah is a set of rules that a Jew has to live by. That's the Pashup Shad and Chitzonius in Torah. But the premise of Torah, what Torah really is the Ratzon Hashem. And so therefore, if at any moment later on Hashem has a different Ratzon, that becomes Torah. And so therefore, who knows what the real Ratzon Hashem is at all times? You know who that is? It's the tzaddik of the generation who's makusher to the Piyag Vura. The biggest Kaivish is Yitzro, that's the person who has most Shaykh to the Gevura, and he knows what it is that Hashem wants now, that he's able to say, this is an Eis Lassos Lashem Yefei Tarasacha. How fascinating is it that we find that the Makor for Eis Lassos Lashem Tarasacha is in Megillas Rus? Where do we find it, Rabbi Isai? Gemara Brachos? Gemara says that Boaz instituted Sheyiku Kol Echad Es Chaveru B'Shem. That he went over to the Kareisim and he said to them, Hashem Yimochem, and they said back, Yibrech Hashem. Are you able to say Hashem's name in vain? Shem Shemayim Levatollah? What does the Gemara say in Brachos? The Gemara says, this was Boaz did this, Eis Lassus Lashem Hifei Tarasecha. Boaz is the person who's holding on to the he's holding on to this Nakud of Eis Lassus Lashem Hifei Tarasecha. That's a whole Hakdama to later on in the Megillah. That Rus is challenging her and saying, Boaz is the person of Eis Lassos Lashem. He holds the key to that in this generation. So therefore, if you go to him, whatever he tells you to do, you do. Even if it's against the Raya, it could be the biggest Aveira in the world, the Yitzhahara HaKoleles, and it's against you, you have to do whatever he says do. That's the shameless of Matan Torah. So therefore, Kabbalah Satayr was not just being Makabal, a set of rules that a Jew lives by. It was attaching yourself to the Dvar Hashem, to the Ratzon Hashem at any given moment. And that's what it means, Nasa Kodim L'Nishma. Had the Jewish people just said, Nishma V'Nasa, what that would have meant was, we'll do these mitzvahs. Whatever you tell us to do, we'll do these mitzvahs. We'll makabal these mitzvahs. But no. Nasa Kodim L'Nishma means that we do it blindly. We accept B'Emunah, whatever you tell us to do. And that was the Kabbalah Satorah that Rus had, and that's why it's so important to read on Shavuos, because Shavuos means that you can't separate the Kabbalah Somalcha Shemayim from Kabbalah Satorah. It's not just about being Mekabal Torah, you're being Mekabal upon yourself the Ratzon of Hashem, you're being Mekabal the Malchus of Hashem. And if Hashem says at any given moment, do something else which seems like it may be other than Torah, no, that's called Torah, because you know what Torah is? Torah is just the Ratzon Hashem. Am I being clear? I'm being very quick. Is this clear though? So that's why it's called Eis Lasais Lashem Heferu Tarasecha. Eis Lasais. Where do you find Lasais? Lasais. You find it, the David HaMelech says, Lasais Ritzoincha Elakaicha Fatzdi. That's what I want to do, Hashem. It's also in Kapitel Kofi Tes. Lasais Ritzoincha. That's called Eis Lasais. Lasais Ritzoincha, whatever the Ratzon Hashem is, that's what I do. So therefore, this is really the Seder Hadvarim. And look at it like this. Rus comes from Moab, which is the Isser of Losinov. And she had to be makabal upon herself, all these inyanim in the inyan of Losinov, to be able to come in and to be able to be keep from makabal Torah. And what does she do? She becomes the most tsanu of any woman in the history of the Jewish people. Even Boaz notices her tznias. He sees the shechinas in the field. And he says, what's this from? He says, this woman, everybody's noticing the tznias of Rus. Why is that so important to note? That Chazal bring that out of all the qualities of Rus. Because what that means is that she took the nekud of Lysinov and she went lagamri mina kotze. She became the most tsanua because she was grappling with this inyan of Lysinov, which is the inyan of Moab. And although she was the biggest tsanua in the world, Naomi, who represents Torah, the Zohar says Naomi stands for Ne'ima Daraisa. The Torah is now telling her, you have to take yourself to the next level. That although you made the big Mesiris Nefesh to come in by big Machnia, this Klippa of Lysinov, and you became the biggest Sinu ever, now I'm asking you to be the biggest Prutza ever. To do Yichud and Arayas potentially, give it all up. Why? Because it's the Ratzon Hashem. That's a super Jew. That he's not just involved in Torah, he wants to know what the Dvar Hashem is, what the Ratzon Hashem is at any given moment. And Boaz also tested in this. He comes from Yehuda and Tamar. Yehuda was Yehuda took Tamar. It was a big arayas that he was over on. Of course, it was a big mitzvah. And Boaz, I'm sure, thought to himself, listen, I have a messiah for doing avirus like this. And he thought to himself, a big yitzhah, he had to be mashbiya his yitzhahara, the Gemara says. Mashbiya yitzhah. Because he couldn't find a heter to do it. So there's no heter. There's no heter to do that. And he was mashbiya, so the Gemara says that he was bigger than Yosef HaTzadik. And because he was omen in his nakuda, that in his biggest yitzhahara, he was able to contain it, and she was able to do the same thing, from the two of them comes out Torah. What comes out Torah? A new halacha. My avi v'lay my avis. Because they were makasha themselves to the Mipi HaGvura. And the Mipi HaGvura has a shaykhis to the Kovish Yisitzro. And in that place where there's a Kovish Yisitzro, there's a Pi HaGvura which could be Mekadish Nuhalachas. And that Mavil Amos created the Heter. He created the Heter to be able to take her Beheter. And by doing so, to bring in the Neshama Mashiach and the Klai itself. But Mashiach comes from there, David comes from there. There's just a shtickle remez here. That the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the name of Rus before she became Jewish was Galit. Gilit. Is that a Jewish, is that like an Israeli name nowadays? Gilit?
Yeah.
Interesting. So Gilit became Rus. So it's interesting that the Torah, that the Megillah makes note and says the following lashon. She tells her, Nami tells Rus, when she tells her to go down to the Gair and to Boaz, she says to her, Vayhi b'shachvoy, when you go down there, Ubas, and you'll go to him, V'gilis margalaisav. You know what she's telling her? I'm asking you to be a Goya again. You're really Rus, but I'm asking you to do something like before you were Jewish. Before you were Jewish. Do something like you would have done while you were in my office. The Gilis Markev Yisrael. That was her test. This is what Chazal say, Hafachba, Hafachba, the Kulaba. But Hafachba means you have to turn yourself over to be Makabal the Torah. And you have to mahapach yourself again to be over on the Torah. If you do that, kulabah, then you have everything. It's a double haficha. You have to make a double somersault. To be a Jew who's davar to the Ratzon Hashem. We'll just end with one last nakuda about Machlan V'Kilyon. So of course, Machlan V'Kilyon, according to most deyas, Machlan V'Kilyon, they took Rus and Orpa while they were still Goyish. Still Goyim. Zayar takes a very strong stand against us. It's chas v'shalom to say about big tzaddik le'machal l'chiran that they took them while they were still goyim. Evan Ezra also goes like that, but most Rishonim, including Rashi and Chazal, most Midrashim assume that Machlan v'chilyon took Rus and Orpa while they were still goyim. Of course, if that's the case, we have to be melamed tzchus. Where did that come from? So you could say as follows. We know, we mentioned before, the whole inyan of Yifas Toah. Fast Torah, but the Torah says you're allowed to take a woman who's your fast Torah. What's the inyan of Le David Dora Ela Kenegad Yitzhara here? So the Racham HaKadosh brings on the spot, Maria Sad, they also say that a person marries a woman for two reasons. Either because she's beautiful or the Shem Shemai. And this is the real heter, and we're going very quickly right now. The real heter for the inyan of your fast Torah is only if you take her the Shem Shemai. But if you take her because of her beauty, so then you can't do so. There's no hatah. That's why the Torah says they have to make sure that she's menumal, that she grows out her hair and this, and she dresses up, blah, blah, blah. Why? To be able to see and to be able to understand truly, is this a Shem Shemayim or not? If it's a Shem Shemayim, what does that mean? So the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that there are many Jewish neshamas which fall into the hands of the guy, and we have to bring them back. So one of the ways to bring them back is through the hatah of Yifas Torah. And that's the pshat, le'dibet Torah, ela kenegei tzahara. What does that mean? Means that one of the big tachlises of the world is to bring back all the neshamas. And Hashem said here, this is a very important thing. I'm not going to make this aser because we need to bring back all the Jewish neshamas. David HaMelech took Yifas Torah. David HaMelech comes from Moab, it comes from Rus. It comes from, we'll see momentarily. It would seem that Machlan V'Chilyon, that they were being soimich on the heter Yifas Torah to bring back these fallen neshamas of Rus and Orpa back to the fold. That's the pshat. Because what's the whole aspect of the fast Torah? That you go out to make a melchama, and you find that there's Jewish neshamas, you're allowed to take them, even according to one day in the Gemara, even while they're still not Jewish. That they're being saimecha. That's Rus, that's Orpa. There are ishes yifas toyars to bring these neshamas back to the Bnei Yisrael, even though what? They're still goyim. And we know that Rus was a mamash of Yifas Toya. The Medrash says that Rus was 40 years old. And the Medrash says about her that anybody who saw her was miyad bali they carry. You know, like Rachav and all those other beautiful women, that the mamash, she was mamash in Eishes Yifas Toya. But they went down L'Shem Shamayim into the Stei Moav. Stei Moav is Gematria Mashiach, that the tzaddikim say. They went down in order to bring back these neshamas through the heter of Yifas Toya. But it's very nice because it also has shaykhah to this whole inyan of Rus and David who comes from Rus. The whole inyan of L'Dibet Toya Eli K'neged Yitzhara, that the whole Kabbalah Satara has to be in that place where you have to give up your biggest Yitzhara. That's the place that Gufa Machla Nechayim we're finding a heter for in order to bring back Rus. Mainly, this whole Megillah's verse revolves around this Parsha and Taira, which is like a mamish, an overlooked Parsha and Taira, which you think never ever happens. But Chazal tell us, you know what? In those places, Eben Masu Habayinim, Ha'isat Reish Pina. It's a very big places in Taira. Tzidikim found big and young in there. Chazal dash in that pasuk about Rus, that although she was looked down on, she was a big nobody, she became the Eim HaMalchus. Eben Masu Habayinim, Ha'isat Reish Pina. That's the whole Parsha. It goes very well. That's her Parsha and Taira, Parsha Pifasta. But more importantly than that, than finding a heter from Machem Lechian and the Limud Tzchus, we need to understand that real Hatzlacha and Torah means that a person needs a Rebbe how to go about this, of course, but is to know that if a person knows his Yitzhara, he should know what his Nikud Yitzhara is, and that's his Har. That's his Har Sinai, which should be able to Mekabel Torah. That's why Chazal say, Sinai is a Lashon Sinna, right? That which you have your biggest Sinna for, your biggest struggles are, know that that's your biggest Keli, and your only Keli, to be Mekabel Torah. So Rosh Baruch Hu should help us from this point forth, after Kabbalah Torah, it should be a very deep, we should know what our Avodah is, and with that, to be able to mekabel a true, meaningful Kabbalah Satorah, which is also a Kabbalah Samalchus Shemaim, but that to be Zaychet, a Torah Chadash, and Yitzhak, 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 and